Today on Back to Health.
But decompression is an actual event, and the event is to be able to put a negative pressure inside the disc to cause a vacuum effect to suck in new fluid and nutrients to rehydrate that disc and to suck in disc material now to create more room for those nerves that exit that form the sciatic nerve or anywhere in your body. So it's an event of putting a negative pressure in that disc.
Hi there, welcome to Back to Health with Dr. Thomas Ferreño, Clinical Director of Bay Area Disc Center, with clinic locations in Campbell and San Mateo. Dr. Ferreño is a doctor of chiropractic medicine with more than 36 years of clinical experience and a rare depth of knowledge in non-surgical spine care. He develops custom therapies for patients who suffer from severe back or neck pain, a bulging or herniated disc, sciatica, or a pinched nerve, using state-of-the-art technology to repair, restore, and rebuild without surgery, without endless pills or painful injections, and without missing work. These next few minutes could be the beginning of your road to recovery, bringing you to a place of wellness and optimal mobility without painful surgery or the use of addictive pain medication. Today, we're going to talk about a very painful back condition suffered by a lot of people. It's called sciatica. Dr. Ferreño, first, I got to tell you, I really find our time each week. It's not only educating me and our listeners about the causes of pain and the natural ways that you have to alleviate that pain, but it's also getting people to contact you who have been told that their only solution is more pain meds or surgery, and they're finding out that you can help relieve their pain without either surgery or pain meds. So thank you. Thank you for giving us your time today.
Thank you, Dave. I look forward to our show today. This is actually one of my favorite topics, is sciatica.
Now, I want our listeners to know that our topic today is a condition that we have talked about before. It is a painful ailment that many people suffer from without even knowing that it's the cause of their pain and discomfort. So what we're going to talk about today is going to be of real interest to just about everyone. Let's begin with a definition of sciatica, because many people would describe it as a burning sensation down the back of the leg. Is that an accurate description of the symptoms, or are there even more?
Well, there's a lot more. So it's partly accurate. I mean, sciatica is really pain down the leg, but one of the key things is what's causing that pain down the leg. And most of the causes of sciatica has to do with spinal disc issues. And there's several that can cause this condition. And a lot of times it's not just one specific issue. A lot of times it's a combination of the spinal disc issues that causes sciatica. And of course, the biggest cause is, we've talked about, is disc herniation, what some people may call a slipped or ruptured disc. And a herniated disc is when that jelly material inside the disc starts to break through the outer casing and then pushes out posteriorly into the canal and starts to compress the sciatic nerve or the nerve roots that end up forming the sciatic nerve. But then you have other ones. You have degenerative disc disease, and this is when the discs start to lose all their fluid and nutrients. So that disc dries up and thins. And when it thins, now those two vertebrae are closer together and there's less room for that nerve to exit. So again, that causes more compression on those nerve roots. And we talked a little bit about spinal stenosis, and that's a combination of disc bulging back, the arthritis in the facet joints that get bigger and grow into the canal, along with the ligamentum flavum that thickens, and that takes up room in the canal. So all these things narrow the canal where all your nerves are, and then again, that causes compression of those nerve roots. So these are several reasons why, we may get some compression on these nerves. And there's other things that could cause it. Of course, you know, arthritis. So we talked. I said that a little bit. That's that osteoarthritis. That's usually in those facet joints, and those facet joints get enlarged. But then there's some other, you know, more not as common conditions. You know, one with a funny word called spondylolisthesis, and that's a shifting forward of one vertebrae on the one below it. So let's say L4 may shift forward on L5. And now that one puts stress on that disc, so that disc is usually going to break down a lot faster and then bulge. And that shifting forward also narrows room in that canal, so that could cause pinching of those nerve roots also. And then, you know, there's, of course, you could have some blunt traumas to the sciatic nerve. And real rare, there could be a tumor in the canal that could cause problems, but that's really rare. And another condition that sometimes happens is outside of the canal, which is actually where one of your muscles in your behind, called your piriformis muscle, that muscle can go into a spasm, and that nerve, the sciatic nerve, runs right through that. So that could also cause sciatic nerve symptoms and compression.
Folks, you're listening to Back to Health. That is Dr. Thomas Ferrigno. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center. And today we're talking about sciatica. You know, you mentioned the nerves. And I think when most people think about the spinal canal, they think about, okay, there's a big nerve that goes right down the middle of the spinal canal. But actually, the nerves branch out from the spinal canal, do they not, between the vertebrae?
Yeah, I don't want to get too confusing of anatomy, but your spinal cord, you know, which runs down from your, you know, brain stem down your cervical thoracic spine, the spinal cord actually ends usually around T12, L1, you know, the last thoracic and first lumbar. And then it's more a bunch of stringy nerves that shoot down the canal. And then at every level, the nerve exits. In your neck, those nerves exit and go down your arms, in your thoracic spine, they exit in that thoracic spine and maybe innervate all your organs. And in the lumbar spine, they exit and go down your butt and down your legs. And remember, your nervous system controls every cell and tissue in your body. And that's why it's so important when it is to take care of your spine, because your spine houses that spinal cord and all the nerves. And if it goes bad, it can cause massive debilitating conditions as you get older. And you could get a hip replacement if your hip goes bad. You could get a knee replacement for your knee. Your teeth fall out. You could get dentures. But I stress to my patients, there's no replacement for your spine. You have to take care of it. And, you know, we look in the mirror all day and we see our teeth. If our teeth are rotting, we're running to our dentist. But we don't see our spine, so we ignore it. And that's just probably the worst thing you could do. It's the number one thing you should take care of the most is your spine.
Folks, you are listening to Back to Health. That is Dr. Thomas Ferrigno. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center. They're located in Campbell and San Mateo. And today we're talking about the relief of sciatica. If you would like a complimentary evaluation of your condition, you can schedule, and I want to stress this, for those who listen to this program and only those who listen to this program, you can schedule a complimentary appointment by calling 650-977-3701. Tell them that you're a listener to Back to Health, and that will be a complimentary evaluation. That number again, 650-977-3701. You can also log on to the website BayAreaBackPain.com for more information. Again, that's BayAreaBackPain.com. And there's a lot of information there. Even a quick quiz to see if you're a candidate for treatment at Bay Area Disc Center. So call them at 650-977-3701. Okay, so far today we have stressed that sciatica can cause intense pain, pain so severe that at times it can be hard to sit or walk or even lie down, right?
Very severe. I mean, it's sad when they come in because they're in so much pain. And it just takes your life away. It just takes all your activities away. Some people can't work. They obviously can't do their sporting stuff. They can't even just get comfortable at home. And so, yeah, this is a very severe, painful condition.
Why would it be beneficial for a person then to choose diagnosis and treatment there at Bay Area Disc Center?
Well, I don't think we just work on symptoms. I really think we are good at finding the core problem of what's causing your sciatica. I'm not just putting a lidocaine patch on your back or, rubbing a gel on a cream on your back. We're actually working on the actual core issue, which is usually the disc herniation or the degenerative disc disease. And we really take our time to evaluate the patient. So when you come in, we're going to evaluate you. We don't guess. We like to see. So I'm going to send for an MRI, or we're going to review your MRIs thoroughly, find out what the problem is, and then we're going to really put together a good treatment plan for you specifically that we think we could get you back to your normal activities and get you out of pain or minimizing your pain. And when you come in our office, I mean, this is a five-star facility. You are coming to a really clean, high-tech. One thing I do tout is I say we have the best technology in the Bay Area. I think we do things right. I think we care. Myself and my staff, we have a lot of passion for what we do. I have passion about it because I've dealt with it. I've been in the patient's shoes. So I know what they're dealing with. I know how bad it is. So I feel for them, and I want to get them better.
And you, as I mentioned, you offer a complimentary initial evaluation, don't you?
Yes, we do, because I think it's important, especially that we really offer it for our 860 AM listeners. I do that because people don't know. They don't want to just spend money and not know that. So I'm giving them a free way to come in here and find out exactly what their issues are. I tell patients all the time, even if you don't go forward with treatment, hey, you got a chance to spend 45 minutes or an hour with the doctor. You got to learn more about your condition. You got to learn more about a non-invasive way to treat this condition that I think is the by far the best way to treat a disc-related condition is spinal decompression. I think it's by far the best non-invasive way. It's the only way that could change a disc without going to surgery. And we prevent so many surgeries with patients coming in here. And I think to spend an hour with the doctor for free and actually learn more about your condition and about how to treat it is worth every penny. It's more than every penny. It doesn't cost you anything.
You mentioned avoiding surgery, and we really haven't talked a lot about that today. As you indicated, you have a lot of people that come in there who have been told that surgery really is their only choice.
Yeah, it's the majority of my patients. This is what I advertise for. I advertise for severe disc injury. These conditions are tough. And most patients, when I get their MRIs, they're surgical candidates. Doesn't mean you have to have surgery. There's some really, really good neurosurgeons out there. And I always know the ones that are good. The ones that are good that literally tell their patients, hey, exhaust all non-surgical measures first, and if you're still hurting, come back and see me, and then we could do surgery. That's a good neurosurgeon, and there's a lot of good ones out there who do that. Not just ones that say, let's just cut, right? Because they know surgery is permanent, and there's a lot of risk of infection and scar tissue formation and bleeding. And why take that risk if you don't have to? Now, if you've tried everything and your pain's still 8, 9, and 10 out of 10, and you still can't function or move, well, then if you tried everything, then it's time to have surgery. But if you haven't, exhaust all non-surgical measures. We are great. There's very few of our percentage of our patients that actually have to have surgery by the time we're done with them.
I like that. Very few percentage, low percentage of your patients who actually have to go into surgery.
Yeah, it's true. If these patients follow our program and learn how to manage their condition both in our office and outside of the office, they can manage their pain levels to where they're minimal. They can still be able to do most of their activities. We have so many different types of patients, right? I get some patients, they go back to their normal lifestyle, normal activities, normal lifestyle. And then we get the real severe ones where it's spinal stenosis and I can only walk 5 minutes. Well, maybe we get them walking 15 or 20 minutes and get their pain from maybe 8 to 3 or 4. But that's a major change in someone's lifestyle, right? And I always tell the patient their goals after my consultation, and my goals are different for everybody. For one person, we're going to get you completely out of pain, and another person, hey, let's try and cut that pain in half and get you moving and functioning better. That's what the consultation's for, right? That's why people should come in and just get evaluated.
Folks, that is Dr. Thomas Ferrigno. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center, and you're listening to Back to Health. Today, we're talking about sciatica. Now, Bay Area Disc Center has two locations, one in Campbell and one in San Mateo. If you would like a complimentary evaluation of your condition, you can schedule an appointment by calling 650-977-3000. 6507-3701. Again, that's 650-977-3701. Or log on to BayAreaBackPain.com. That's BayAreaBackPain.com. Remember, that initial evaluation is complimentary. So you're not risking anything. There's no cost out of your pocket. But what you are going to find out is what's going on that's causing your pain. So again, call 650-977-3701. You are the expert. Are there ways to prevent sciatica?
Well, yeah, even after patients go through my program, let's say they're feeling better, you know, sciatica could still come back. It could still, you know, cause injury to your spine. So there's usually five things I tell patients right off the bat of how to maintain or manage the condition. One, you know, keep your weight down, right? Because that will help. So you definitely want to try and keep your weight at a good weight for you. Keep your core strong. So this is one thing I always tell patients, I give them the exercises. I go, this isn't just for now while you're hurting. Exercises are for life. You got to keep your core strong always. And stretches, you got to be flexible. Watch your ergonomics. And when I say watch your ergonomics, this is several things, not just on how you lift and pick something up, but like we talked about earlier, if you're sitting all day, well, you have to make changes in those ergonomics, as in, okay, get a sit stand up desk or put an alarm on your watch that every 15 minutes you have to get up and you got to walk around and move around. You want to take away the things that are causing it. Well, we know sitting and driving is one of those causes. Know your triggers. Like even for me still today, running and jumping is a big trigger for my back. That type of movement bothers me. I could ride my Peloton, you know, I could do the elliptical, you know, I still golf, but I don't run and jump. And I could lift weights, but I don't want to move your couch. That type of lifting bothers me. So, and everyone's triggers are different. It could be gardening, it could be doing the laundry or vacuuming or sweeping, but stay away from those things that may irritate that condition. Also, get treatment for your spine as a maintenance, right? You know, not just keeping your muscles strong and stretching, but get some work on your spine, if it's chiropractic or decompression. And no difference in you brush and floss, right? You're preventing tooth decay. Well, this helps prevent spinal decay and things like sciatica. Biggie, like we just talked about sitting, it's not just sitting at work. Get off that lounger that we like to sit in so much, you know, as we watch TV, and we all do it. I find sometimes I'm worse off, not after exercising or golfing. I'm worse off when I've stayed home and watched TV too much on a Sunday, and I get up the next day and I'm stiff because I didn't move. So you got to move, right? So these are some of the key things that I tell people. You know, one little other thing, it's not little. Smoking is also one that's not good for this disease. Remember, smoking, you know, it stops the oxygen from getting everywhere. So you got to stop smoking. If you're smoking, it's not good for anything. There's not one good thing I could say smoking is good for. So that would be one thing I would tell you too. If you could change a habit, that's a good habit to change.
You are actually describing me in some of your descriptions. Because of my radio work, I'm either sitting in front of a computer editing or in a studio recording. And I can't quit my job. You have given me some good ideas for reducing and minimizing the negative impact. Let's get to the really good part. How do you actually treat and alleviate sciatica?
One, we have to know what the cause is, but usually it's from the spine in a disc-related condition. So if it's a disc herniation or if it's degenerative disc disease, we are going to treat it with our disc restoration program, and that's several things. And the number one thing, of course, is our spinal decompression treatment. And I hear the word decompression all over the internet, all over TV, and most of it is not correct. It's just, they like the word, it's a big buzzword. But decompression is an actual event, and the event is to be able to put a negative pressure inside the disc to cause a vacuum effect to suck in new fluid and nutrients to rehydrate that disc and to suck in disc material now to create more room for those nerves that exit that form the sciatic nerve or anywhere in your body. So it's an event of putting a negative pressure in that disc. And you see things on TV, you lay on this or hang upside down, those things don't cause that negative pressure in the disc. And two things need to happen to get that negative pressure. I need to be very specific in where I pull. So if you have an L4, L5 disc herniation, I'm literally plugging that into our decompression table, and it's going to pull at a specific angle for that specific disc. Our table is going to open up right underneath that specific disc. And now I could stretch and decompress that specific disc while keeping, this is a key part, I got to keep your muscles out of play. I can't have any muscle guarding. So our tables gradually ramp up, ramp down, ramp up. They trick your muscles that you're so relaxed, you're probably just going to fall asleep on the table. And now I've targeted one disc. I've got the muscles out of play. I've put a negative pressure in there, caused a vacuum effect. And now I'm bringing in new fluid and nutrients and disc material to actually make a physical change to that disc for long-term benefit. That's the key part of the treatment. But then I have a lot of other therapies that we also do to help this condition.
What else do you do in addition to the spinal decompression? That I know was a real game changer, wasn't it?
That's the game changer. And you're on that table for about a half hour, and most likely you're going to take a nice nap and fall asleep. You know, when you come in our office, you should feel like you're at a spa. It's very relaxing. Nothing hurts. It's a painless procedure. But after you get off that table, then I may put a muscle stim machine with some ice on your back to reduce any muscle tension or tightness and reduce inflammation. And then they'll go to another room where they'll get deep tissue laser. And laser helps speed up tissue healing. It reduces pain. And it's really good at reducing inflammation. Our laser is strong and powerful. They produce heat. The heat's not doing the trick. It's the photons. It's the light therapy that are actually taking unhealthy cells and making them healthier. Mm. It actually makes a physical change to the cell, improving more energy in the cell. And that helps reduce pain and inflammation in that area. And that feels really nice, a nice warmth. It feels really good on the patient's back. And then as the patient gets better, we don't do this right away, because I think a lot of therapists make mistakes of doing exercises right away for sciatica, and it actually irritates the condition. So we want to heal that disc first, get the patient out of some of the pain that they're out of, get them moving a little better, and then we want to really start working on core exercises and strengthening, because that's important to help maintain the health of that disc. And then we also do some chiropractic or intersegmental mobilization. We want to keep joints moving and functioning. If the joint moves and functions better, the disc pumps better, and you also move and function better. So that's also part of our program a lot of times.
Can you give us one last word of hope to those who are listening and they're suffering a lot of pain because of sciatica?
Yeah, there's a ton of hope if you do the right thing. You know, if you're just going to take pills and mask those symptoms with medication, the condition's going to worsen. Spinal decompression, remember, this is not a chiropractic thing. It's invented by Dr. Alan Dyer and Harvard neurosurgeon Norman Shealy. They invented this treatment to treat disc disease, disc herniation, and sciatica. And it works. I'll tell you it works, because it worked on me. That's why I do what I do. And it could really change your life. It could be a life-changing type of treatment, but you have to do the right thing. If you're doing things that just work on symptoms and not the core problem, you're not going to get anywhere. But we're gonna find out what that core problem is, and we could really make a possible change in your life.
Folks, that is going to bring us to the end of our time together today here on Back to Health. And you have been listening to Dr. Thomas Farinho. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center. They have two locations, one in Campbell, one in San Mateo. If you have severe pain in your back or in your neck or knee, or if you're suffering from what we've talked about today, sciatica, if you are unable to walk, if you have a ruptured or bulging disc, if you have spinal stenosis or a pinched nerve, call Bay Area Disc Center for that free initial consultation at 650-977-3701. Again, 650-977-3701. As the doctor indicated, they treat the cause, not necessarily the symptom, with individual customized plans based on your needs, your anatomy, and your lifestyle. So treat the source of your pain without painful surgery or addictive pain meds, and without losing time at work. You might say that you will say yes to strength and freedom and a pain-free future with the help of Bay Area Disc Centers. Thousands are now pain-free who thought they never could be. So again, call 650 877-377-3701 or log on to BayAreaBackPain.com. We sincerely hope that today's program has been able to give you hope that you can regain your health. Doctor, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Dave. It was a great time. I always enjoy doing this with you.
As do I. I'm Dave Dino, inviting you to join us again next week, right at the same time, for another edition of Back to Health. Back to Health is sponsored by Bay Area Disc Center.